Just trying to catch up on this week, you know. Just trying to keep up on this week. I keep thinking it's Monday. You know, I have that problem sometimes this time of the year. You get shorted a day to start the week, and I just get a bit confused, and I get a bit behind. And then I look at the rundown. I see Seton Motley is on my rundown, which is always exciting. Seton Motley is the founder and president of Less Government. He's been contributing to this program, I think, for about 8 years. Seton, welcome back.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm responding well to the beatings. How about yourself? How was your holiday?
The beatings? Well, mine was pretty quiet by comparison.
Well, you know, sometimes it's just for sport, you know.
Yeah.
At any rate, a lot going on, a tremendous amount of things going on. And so I want to ask you about 5G, right? 5G, you've been doing some studying and some reading. I know that, and so have I. And I can't decide, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I got people on this side telling me that the high-intensity signals are going to be detrimental to me. You know, it's going to be a health hazard. And I'm always leery about people, oh, my God, it's going to kill you, because they tell you that about so many things. And then other people saying it's going to be the greatest thing ever. And this and that makes me wonder, too, because I don't think it's going to be the greatest thing ever. But where do you come down on? What are you learning? What are you finding
out?
Well,
as far as the health is concerned, you know, these studies come out where coffee's the worst thing ever. And then a year later, coffee has many health benefits.
Let me tell you about coffee.
Anytime any one of these proclamations swings wildly one way or the other, I'm dubious. I don't think this is, I mean, these airwaves are being used anyway by different things. I doubt using them for this is all of a sudden going to really adversely affect our health. They will be more intensely used because we're going to hook up. I mean, imagine just about every inanimate object talking to each other. That's what 5G is. It is a monumental leap forward from
so,
all the previous
just so I'm clear
network.
Then.
You know,
so
you look
clear.
On your phone, you see 4G, right?
Sure,
fourth
I understand
generation.
That.
That's
but is my baby monitor
now.
Is my
well,
baby monitor going to talk to my dishwasher?
Is much much bigger than the previous any previous network leap forward.
Right.
So I mean, you know, your car is going to talk to the road, which is going to talk to the stoplight, which is going to talk to the pedestrian light. It's going to be pretty amazing.
Now, wait
so,
a
yeah,
second.
I'm not saying it's going to be the greatest thing since the printing press. But.
Right, but here's what I want to know. Is my car going to talk to the stoplight that's going to talk to my speedometer that's going to talk to the next car down the road that happens to have a light on top of it and report me into the
right,
to the
right. That's where the it opens up a whole bunch of you know, cans of worms.
Sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hopefully what you're hoping for is your car talks to the street, which talks to the stoplight, which tells the stoplight, hey, there's no, you know, this car's coming and his light's red and there's no one coming the other direction. Let's flip the light for him.
I like that. But
that's
I got a question
I'm talking
for you.
About, right.
Hold on.
So, but you're right. The cops, you know, I had a former congressman friend of mine, Blake Farenthal, try to tell me it's a wise move to switch from a gas tax percentage to miles driven. And I'm like, I don't want to give the government that knowledge, that information. No,
exactly.
And of course, they can get it through 5G as well. But yeah, so that's it. Raises all kinds of privacy concerns. Absolutely, no question.
Well, my other question is this, and you touched on it, Seton Motley here, president of Less Government. You touched on it a little bit, and that is autonomous cars, which is the government not only keeping track of how many miles you use, but how many energy units you use per month. And you have a driverless car, and I say, hey, I want to run down to the store. I'm sorry, Mr. Gruber. You've gone to the store twice this week. That's enough. If you can't plan
right,
ahead,
right.
You're
well,
out.
You know, California's done that with their thermostats.
Right. That's my point.
They yell
too much
at you
control.
If you've got the AC too high or whatever, yes. And I don't want any of that. You know, my power company does that. They send me a note with my bill saying, here's the average user, here's the energy-saving user, and here's you. And my bar's way up in the air. But, yeah, you know, if I, you know, I just get hectored and it's annoying, but I don't, you know, I hope that's as far as it goes. California was talking about turning off your thermostat if they've deemed you've used too much power that month.
Oh, trust
so,
me.
So, yeah, I mean,
that's
yes,
coming.
Again, this is going to have to be, this is going to require a vigilant, you know, populace to not allow the government. And you know, we've learned now. I think we've turned a corner. When this started, you know, and the government was collecting the metadata of every single phone call placed in the United States, we didn't really know that yet. You know, we didn't know. that data was the currency of the realm on the internet, and that, you know, Google got the $900 billion company by selling our data, you know, selling access to our data.
Sure, I think now we're
a little more aware of that, and we're hopefully we'll put some scrutiny on the government when this thing rolls out.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think we've turned a corner, because I think you've cited example after example there of more and more control by the oversight, if you will, the oversight of looking at how much power you use in your home, how much energy you use for your car, what is your footprint? Your footprint is too big. We need to scale you back. And if California has threatened to turn off the thermostat or turn off the air, then that's coming. No, there's no question. These things are coming.
No, absolutely. And again, this is why people like me, for years now, I was offered a book deal 5 or 6 years ago, because I told the guy the next big power grab is our data. And he said, okay, fine, write up a mock-up of the book and an outline and all that. And he came back to me and said, why are all these private companies in here? I want to focus on the government. Why is Google in here? Why is Facebook in here? Why? And I said, because you can't write this book without Google and Facebook. They're the ones that are experts at collecting it. They're teaming up with the government.
Absolutely.
And he rejected the book, and then 4 months later, Snowden came out.
Yeah, boom, there it is.
So I was there, and we missed the opportunity.
Yeah, there it is. Seton Motley, always a pleasure having you here. Greatly appreciate it, but I think you're right. It's my liberty that's at risk here. I'll give you the last word, 20 seconds.
So I think the liberty aspects are much more cogent than the health aspects. Yes, correct.
There you go. Always good having you here, Seton. Good talking to you. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Stephen.
There you have it. Founder and President Less Government, the Deep State. Again, it's about liberty to me. Whether you can drive your car or you can have your thermostat set to where you want it, it's all about all these. And it is big government and big business working together. And I'm working for you. Why? I'm Steve Gruber, and this is the Steve Gruber Show.